Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. A sheriff's deputy and a Hoopa tribal police officer arrested Lewis Dale Mitchell of Wichipec last night after finding him stranded on the roadside because his vehicle had run out of gas. Mitchell was wanted on attempted murder charges following a shooting incident on May 31st. Mitchell is suspected of firing several shots from a rifle at the vehicle of a man who he had argued with in the past. An inspection of the victim's vehicle turned up fresh bullet strikes in the driver's side door of the truck. Mitchell was booked into county jail on attempted murder charge, and his bail was set at $500,000. Congressman Mike Thompson's office announced today that the Arcata Fire Protection District has been awarded with a federal grant of more than $500,000 from the Assistance to Firefighters Fund grant program. The money will be used to allow the department to ensure it has the personnel to staff the fire department 24 hours a day. The department will hire 3 new firefighters with the grant funds, enough to cover salaries and benefits, and Chief John McFarland said in a statement that the grants will allow Arcata Fire to meet the National Fire Protection Association's staffing and response standards. This is truly a landmark accomplishment for any fire agency. McFarland went on to applaud the work done by Captain Kurt Watkins, who wrote the grant proposal, and he gave him full credit for the success of the grant application. Approximately 2,000 Pacific Gas and Electric customers were left without electricity around noon today after a tree was blown down across power lines. Work crews responded and power was returned to nearly all customers by late this afternoon. The California Highway Patrol is investigating the cause of a fatal single-vehicle traffic collision that took the life of a Washington man yesterday morning on Highway 101. Craig McDonald of Tacoma was headed southbound when just south of Scotia, he allowed his vehicle to drift onto the right-hand shoulder. And while trying to correct and steer back onto the roadway, he crashed and skidded along the pavement. McDonald was taken to Redwood Memorial Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Impairment is not considered a factor in the accident, and anyone with information is asked to contact the CHP. The 4th of July can be a noisy holiday with municipal fireworks shows and the always ubiquitous noise of your neighbors setting off their stash of fireworks down the block. One of the negative side effects of all that noise is that it disturbs household pets, particularly dogs. The Sheriff's Animal Shelter wants to remind pet owners that, if possible, keep your pets indoors and away from the bangs and booms of fireworks. The noises frighten the animals, and frightened animals run away. Every year, the animal shelter takes in dogs that have run off on the 4th, and to make identification easier, make sure you have tags with contact information, and if possible, microchip your animal to make reunion that much easier. Also, if your pet does run off, contact the animal shelter as soon as possible to aid in reuniting you with your pet. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The city of Eureka continues its search for a full-time police chief. Interim Chief Merle Harpum said that they are close, and the list of candidates has been narrowed down to 2 finalists, and the announcement of a new chief should be forthcoming. Harpum also commented on the state of the department in light of the budget at City Hall.
The police department is in real good shape. We've added a position. In fact, we've added 2 positions, one mid-year and one effective yesterday, that we're able to hire a new traffic officer. And the other one was an op officer. We're up to 52 or 53 sworn now, and that's the most we've ever had.
Harpum also commented on crime statistics that compare Eureka with other similarly sized cities and how those crime stats can be misleading.
There's 2 parts to that equation. One is that we have a major freeway. We're the largest city in California with a major freeway right through the heart of it. And that's most of our accidents, most of our fatal accidents. I think 3 of the 4 fatals we've had so far this year have been on 101. And then the other thing is that, yeah, we're compared with cities that a lot are bedroom communities that are 25,000 at night. And in the daytime when all the traffic's occurring, there's 10,000 because everybody goes off to work in, you know, the larger metropolitan cities.
Chief Harpum will remain in the interim position until a new chief is named. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.